views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Monday morning to you. I hope you had an amazing weekend. We've been enjoying some, fairly good weather. We've had a little bit of rain, and I know the weather for a lot of the people I know in the U.S. has been a little, well, let's just call it interesting. So I hope you all are very well and warm and dry today. So we have a really cool show. I've been pretty emotional these days. I'm actually helping someone that I met a few years ago. She is launching her book, and it is about the loss of her husband. And so as I've been reading it, you know, she's done such a good job of capturing our attention in it that it's been quite an emotional time. But anywho, you're here at the Janice Underwood Show, and well, it's our regular Monday time slot, and happy that you're here, happy to be here. And so, yeah, in reading this person's book, it's been really interesting because last week we did a show on the journey of becoming and what an interesting way to become or to have questions and end up going in a different direction in your life. Death will, you know, the death of a loved one or maybe a health crisis or scare will definitely put us on a different trajectory. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but in the way that when we make significant changes in our life, we can find ourselves in new uncharted territory and also find ourselves without some of the relationships that we had before we made the change. And it happens very often. In fact, it's one of the things that I've coached people through over the years because it can be very upsetting, especially when people are making the change in order for the relationship to get better. And sometimes it does because, well, they can agree to disagree or agree that the relationship is no longer working. And that's a really nice place because even though one might not want the relationship to end, there is the opportunity for it to end in a more loving way. And as we create the life that we want, when we show up for more situations in that way, right, from more love and understanding and acceptance and compassion, we actually open ourselves up to a lot of gifts, especially as we build new relationships. And I've seen this time and time again. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I'd like to express some gratitude this morning. And I'd like to do that because I've made a lot of significant changes in my life over the last year. And one of the things that I didn't grow up understanding very much was the feeling or the word wealth. I had no idea what that meant. And we lived very much, you know, there were four kids and my parents worked, they both worked. And they really were just, they were awesome. You know, I mean, they did as much as they could for us. And we also had grandparents that helped, you know, raise us. We didn't necessarily live with them, but we spent a lot of time with them. And I think that that's just wealth in itself. I didn't realize it back then, but I grew up wealthy in that way. But as far as money and, you know, having material things, and especially when you go through high school, you know, there's just so much going on. And you think, oh, wait, well, are we like the, like poor kids or something? What's going on here? So, you know, all of my adult life, I've actually been learning about relationships and cultivating relationships in different ways than I was taught. And money has been one of those relationships, and also wanting to have my own business and be my own, my own boss has also brought a lot of that into play. But one of the things that's really shifted in the last year is as I have less stuff and less distraction in my life, I actually feel more wealthy. And that, as you can imagine, has actually shifted how I relate in the world, not only to people, but situations and just my own self, you know, my own life, like how I feel about the world. And so that's been really cool. So I'm just wanted to offer some gratitude for this, just this amazing time to really feel wealthy. And it has nothing to do with money, by the way. It just doesn't. In fact, what I've realized is that we actually need less money as we live the way, you know, the way that we're living requires less resources, and that's really cool. Anyway, that's a whole other show. But I did want to offer some gratitude, not only for that, but also for, you know, the awesome people that support me here at Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, so I want to make sure that we talk about our guests for next week. We are going to have Beth and Peter Bostwick on the show, and they are really cool. Love it. I love meeting couples that are working together, growing together, and they have quite a story to share with us. There is a book that they have published together called You Can Choose. Its subtitle is Life is Complicated, but the Universe is Really Simple. Love it. So I cannot wait to have them on the show next week. If you want more information about them prior to the show, you can go to youcanchoose.info. And it's going to be such a treat. I'll say some more at the end of the show, but I wanted to make sure that if, for those of you who wanted to kind of dive into their world before the next show, that you could do that. Awesome. So, you know, I was a little late in coming up with a show theme last week. We have some company in here, and but I thought, have you ever been like in the elevator and all of a sudden like you're empty and alone and you have a few floors that you have to go through, and sometimes you're relieved because maybe the elevator was really cramped for a few floors. And then you're kind of relieved, but then if you stay there long enough, you might actually want out of the elevator or want to have some people around you. And I thought it was really cool. You know, this metaphor came to mind when I was thinking about this show, and I thought, you know, that also can go for our relationships. Sometimes we feel we are just so full, right? Like if we were to create a relationship map, we might have like our family and our spouse and our kids and work and our hobbies and just time for ourselves. We'd have all of that mapped out, and we could find that we definitely have a crowded elevator. There's so much of, you know, the world that we're tending to and a little bit less of us to go around, and we may feel spread thin. I know in my life, I've actually felt that way, especially when I used to work. You know, I had the three boys at home when they were younger. And during most of their childhood, we actually owned a hobby store. So not only did I have them, but I had a house. And then, you know, I had the footprint that goes along with a 1,700 square foot house. And then I had the store, its footprint. And I think, if I remember correctly, I think the store was about 3,000 square feet, I think. With the warehouse, I think it was a little bigger, so maybe about 4,000 square feet. And, you know, then we had all the product, and then I had part-time and full-time employees. And so I remember at that point in time, thank goodness I was a lot younger than I am now, but I had a lot to juggle. And I think what I remember about that journey of becoming in my life, that chapter, was that I learned how much I could actually manage. It really stretched me, but I was happy. And yeah, I was exhausted sometimes. And yeah, I had personnel issues to deal with, right? You know, because anytime you hire people and, you know, there's stuff you want them to do. And, you know, we were a small retail store, so we wanted to make money and that was our primary income. You have a lot, you can have some stress. But I remember at the time that I was so grateful to have the opportunity because I learned what I was capable of. And so anytime we have these journeys, we don't necessarily actually have to start them. Something can shift in our life. Like for me back then, it was that I got married and I got fired, got married. I got laid off. I didn't get fired. I got laid off. Within weeks, actually, after we got married, and then really tried to find a job as an engineer. And at that time in our market, couldn't find one as an engineer. I couldn't find a job to save my life. So we actually decided to go and take over and buy out a retail store. And that's actually what we did until the economy recovered and engineers were in demand again. And I went back into engineering. I think I went back in maybe in 2006. I don't remember right now. I have to look that up. It's either 2006 or I think it was 2007, actually. Anywho, not the point. So before we go to break, I just want to say, let me finish this thought here. So I thought, okay, these journey of becomings can either be, I think last week I said it could be started because we have a question about what we could do differently or maybe why we're getting the same bad results in our life, or they can happen to us because of a death of a loved one. Maybe we get fired. Maybe we get laid off. Maybe we find someone and we want to get married and that changes. And so there's just so many things that can happen that will put us on a different trajectory. And so going back to our elevator, right? So you think you might be, you know, the people around you think they might be going to the 20th floor with you, but instead you're actually wanting to go into a secret tunnel or go through or get off at a certain floor that will take you to a whole different place. Maybe you want to take the stairs that go down into a whole other area and they don't want to do that. They're like, no, I'm going to go down to the pavilion and I'm going to get my favorite bologna sandwich and I'll see you later. I don't want to take the stairs. And so this is where we can find ourselves. So I think we'll have a lot of fun with this topic today and I'll give you some pointers on how not to feel so lonely, because sometimes when we take a different direction and, you know, I'll share a little bit more about, you know, how that can happen and what happens in relationships. Well, you know, we can find ourselves all by ourselves. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about making change and how you can take care of yourself and feel less lonely. You're here at the Janice Underwood Show, Transformation Talk Radio, Monday morning. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you?
For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Janice Underwood, and you're here at the Janice Underwood Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Hope you're having an amazing morning. And before the break, we were talking about change and making significant change in our lives and how we can perhaps decide to take the stairs and get off at a different floor than we had intended. We're using our elevator metaphor today and find ourselves alone. And yeah, that happens. You know, it happens a lot more, especially as we make what I'm going to call aggressive change. Because if you are really into self-growth then and really, well, let's just say you're just tired of the life that you're just tolerating, right? This has been the whole theme of the show is, and you want to make significant changes. I'm always so impressed with people who decide to do that because they will certainly do whatever it takes to make those significant changes. One of the things though, as a coach that I have come to do almost from the beginning, because I did want people to know that making significant changes in our lives can also change the outer life that we're used to. And so I usually pace people with that, especially with primary relationships, relationships with family. And being a person who's done this all of my life, I know how hard it can be. I can't even begin to express how many tears I've shed over, you know, relationships and losing people that I loved. But, you know, I think there's a saying about this, and especially if you are into spiritual growth, you can consider it soul contracts, or, you know, people who come into your life for a season. And some, I think there's other parts to that saying, but anyway, you know, you get the point that maybe perhaps people don't come into our lives and stay in our lives for all of our lifetime. But I think for some of us, we have missed some people who have fallen to the wayside, and we're just like, hey, I really miss you, but it's been really hard to continue our relationship. So last week we were talking about this, about being on the journey of becoming, and I picked up this frame from the woman that I sat with, and I actually did a little bit of coaching, because what she really wanted was to be whole at the end of her life. So she knew that the end was coming, and she honestly just wanted to be whole, and she wanted to feel that she had served in the best way she could and serve up until literally her dying day. And so what I learned from her was that, she told me it was the secret to life, that really life down here, you know, we come down here, souls, we're like, yahoo, I want some soul growth. I want to do this thing. I want to learn this. I want to learn that, you know, whatever it is. And all we, you know, we have our tools, right? We have our mind and body and, you know, we're our, this world, this beautiful planet. And she said, look, you know, here's what the secret of life is we've got experiences and we have choices. And the choices create our experiences and the experiences give us growth. And she's all, if you can remember how important choices are, you can make choices that will serve your growth. So in the intro to the show, you know, that was an important part of it, was that we want the more appropriate experiences for our soul and our own growth. We don't want to just have experiences and then go, well, you know, life sucked and whatever. I couldn't do anything about that, because I really do think that if you're awake enough to ponder this question or listen to, you know, shows like the shows that are on Transformation Talk Radio, you're awake enough to make choices. You're awake enough to understand that, oh yeah, I can make different choices to get different learning, different experiences. And so that made a lot of sense to me. And it's something that I've been really incorporating into my life since she told me that. It was quite a big shift in my perception and my perspective. So we can, you know, kind of find ourselves witnessing, you know, someone else going through the process of transition, or, you know, we can just sometimes actually lose someone unexpectedly that will move us into an experience that we hadn't anticipated. And then we have choices within that. And some of those choices are really hard to make at that time, especially if we are feeling, if we're feeling kind of surprised by it. So what I like, though, is while it's really hard to make change, if we go at it a very, very in presence and kindness to ourselves, we can really make the most of what the universe hands us in conjunction with what we have. I'm a big believer in at least setting up the energy or intention. And you don't have to do it energetically, but I'm such a kinetic being that everything I do in life just naturally is more energetic. I feel a lot through my body. And the more that I have opened up the emotional centers of myself, the better life has become, because I can really rely on my emotions more, which is something that I couldn't do back then. And so let's think about that for a moment, because the whole reason that people can get off of the elevator that we're riding, right? They may find that we are going to a different floor and they don't want to go with us. Is that we don't resonate with them as much anymore. And this is a very energetic term, right? We're just not, they're not resonating with us. We don't have maybe the same language we used to in the relationship, or we don't have the same perspective. And it can be really hard when we make big change, because now we can find ourselves kind of, for a little while, I call it the brack. We can even find ourselves in between energy signatures or energy patterns, especially if you're letting go of a significant way of being that you've had with people and with relation with projects in your life. And by the way, everything that we're talking about today and that we talked about last week, you can apply to business. You can apply to how you relate to money. You can apply to just how you relate to the space you live in. Everything. It doesn't have to even be about people, because, well, I believe we're in relationship with everything. So anytime we shift, our environment shifts around us. So the positive of this is that, you know, it gives us a chance to spread our wings and to shift the lens of our perception. And what's going to be really cool about talking to Peter and Beth next week is they have an awesome story about this, where they had some things happen in life, significant things. You know, if we were going to talk about the stress level that they were under, I can only imagine, you know, they were just going through a lot of the top things that would induce stress in a person's life. And so imagine then, you really do have to shift your perception and make different choices in the moments that you are now living in. And hard perception shifts are those, I consider them the ones that come from releasing old beliefs and old energetic patterns. And energetic patterns can be things like, oh, they can be just the way that you feel towards the world. Like an energetic pattern of I'm not safe can be resonating through you and broadcasting through you. There's also other deeper structures and patterns like codependency, like addictive behaviors. And then, of course, there's self-esteem patterns. And so, you know, as you break through some of these energetic patterns and their hold on your actions and behaviors, you naturally can be free. Freedom, right? Free from old stale relationships. And though, so that's the upside, right? You're like, okay, cool. You know, that person just went away. I mean, you know, energy vampire number 45 just left. Yay, that's great. But sometimes though, you really do want to reignite your relationships, and some of those relationships just, they don't stay with you. And I think what I've learned is that this can happen a lot when someone moves, especially if they're moving to another area, because, you know, we just tend to have less in common. It's a very common thing that happens. So, you know, that can put us into grief. And, you know, we didn't mean to, you know, shift our relationship so significantly, but, you know, because we change, they just do. So if you can remember that in some ways it's not personal. I mean, it is because you're shifting, but it's not really personal if some relationships fall off, because quite honestly, the whole reason relationships work is because they're an energetic system of their own. And so when one person shifts resonance, just like with, you know, with a sine wave or a signal, they just may not be able to hear each other anymore. So one of them might move, you know, or maybe you're the one changing and you move to, you know, 105 FM and you guys were playing at 98. You know, FM. That's what happens. And so if we can remember that in a lot of ways, it's really not personal. It's just that we literally can't hear each other anymore. Then we can stay calm through the change and make the most of it. And again, you know, especially if it's been tumultuous, sometimes it's nice. You can have a loving departure. You can really honor what the relationship gave you and what you learned. And, you know, in sitting with Barbara, especially during the last days of her life, I definitely got that. Like, she really allowed me to understand the significance of our choice, of the choices that we make, and also the relationships that we have in our life, and how, you know, a lot of things in some ways are very, very divinely, lovingly guided by both ourselves and the universe. So I'll let you sit with that one as we take another break. Again, you're listening to the Janice Underwood Show, and we will be right back.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life, or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit janiceunderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Welcome back, everyone. And before the break, we were talking about making significant changes and how that can really knock us out of resonance with the people around us. And so a couple of the tips that I wanted to give you today, especially if you're going down the road of feeling lonely about, just how your world's shaping up, is that, it's not personal. And especially if you believe in soul growth and us having soulmates here that help us, once their job is done or your job is done or both of your jobs are done in a relationship, you move on to new assignments. And so it's not necessarily personal. It's vibrational. So I don't know. That kind of helps me sometimes. I mean, I, of course, do what you can to work on the relationship if that's something that, you both want. But, sometimes best thing is to wish someone well. And yeah. And then the other thing I thought of while we were on break was that really being able to take advantage of the extra time that you have, because if you've, maybe you went into a change cycle and you were super busy and you didn't have time for yourself, and then you started taking time for yourself, and now you have a little bit more room in your schedule, go ahead and lean into that. A lot of people try to distract themselves or try to, keep up with the people, or even start, going out and getting, new friends right away. And I always say, take some time and enjoy the quiet and maybe some of the energy that you're now getting back to you. There's a process that I would teach my clients. It's one that came in early on that's really been significant, where I would actually ask them to pull back their energy. So we would imagine their energetic map of all the relationships they had. And then one by one, so we kind of map this out, and a lot of times we'd actually draw it out. And one by one, we'd actually, I'd pace them through pulling back their energy. And I would say, look, it's not like you're saying, I'm out of this relationship, but it's like, hey, I want some of my energy back. And I'm going to pull back any energy that I might be burdening you with. I'm going to pull that back to me. Because, hey, I could use my own energy too. And, especially if you have a tendency to give more to the other person than yourself, this can be a really good process. And it's pretty sweet. It's really helped a lot of people, I think, make significant changes and also be less upset with relationships that take a different form. So what happens when we make significant changes is that we literally change ourselves. And this goes down, you know, even into physical expressions and our language patterns can change. Like, you'll know that you made a significant change when you feel different in your body, and you sometimes, you know, your facial expressions will change and you'll look like a different person. Also, you'll be thinking different thoughts. Therefore, you'll be using different language patterns, like different metaphors will come to mind. And the reason this all happens when you really make a significant change is that you're literally changing what I call your personal neurology. And this is really cool. So let me give you an example of this, because it's something that I'm very passionate about. And I've learned that if we can think about it this way, that we can not only congratulate ourselves on making such a significant change that's gone through all of us, because that's, I mean, when we make a change, we want it to last. I mean, if we're going to go through all the trouble to go through the changes and, you know, for example, one of the most common ones for people is to eat differently, right? I mean, if you're going to go through all of that pain, you want it to like really last within you. Like, you want to feel like a different person. You want to act like a different person. You want to have different capabilities. You want it to, you want to be empowered. In other words, you don't want to feel like you're always chasing some change that just isn't for you or it just doesn't happen, because it's not true. But the key is that you have to understand that we have different layers, and some people call them dimensions. I think that's becoming more common, that we call it different dimensions of ourselves. And I like that, because it is, we're in different dimensions. And even when we shift a pattern, just think about it. You might have just now shifted yourself onto another track. And so now you're in a different dimension than the other person. It happens and it feels different. Your experience is very different than theirs. And so while you may be able to see them on their track or their dimension, and they can see you, again, just like the radio station, right? You guys don't really hear one another very well, or you can't relate to each other because you're having such different experiences, which give us different choices to make. So do you see how this works? It's really cool. So let me give you a grounded example of this, though. So let's just say, I'm just making this up. Let's just say that I've decided I want to move from being angry all the time, right? I have this anger and resentfulness, and I really want to work on getting rid of that, because then and on top of that, I have anxiety. So let's just say I'm like, I'm done. I want to do more life creating of a life that I want, not this one I have. Okay, so good. You're at the right place. Life creator system. Awesome. All right. So now you're like, cool. So you do some change work, and what you realize is that one of your beliefs is that you're not safe in the world, and the world is not safe, and everyone's out to get you. And you got that from being a kid, and people, well, they just didn't treat you very well. And so that's where you got it from. All right, cool. And what happens, though, is you have these beliefs, and these beliefs keep that anger and that response to the environment, to your world, they keep it there. Because if you don't feel safe in the world, you're going to have anxiety. If you feel like people are out to get you, like if you believe people are out to get you, you're going to be angry and resentful because, you know, at every turn, people are going to take advantage of you, or something's going to happen, or at least, you know, that's what you're seeing. And then, so that's the level of belief. And then when you move down to capability, that capability level, then you may feel incapable of having loving relationships, of having a fulfilling job, of having the ability to just leave your house and go to a movie theater and see a movie, right? Because you have anxiety so bad. And then how you act. So now we're going to go down another level in your neurology of action and behavior. Guess what happens? Now you act and behave standoffish to people. even though what you really want is to connect with them, but you don't feel safe and you feel like people are going to take advantage of you. So guess what? Now they see you as shy, scared, angry, standoffish. They can't read your energy because one moment you seem to want to pull them into your world, and the next moment, as soon as they say something or they get too close, you push them away. And so I think this is probably a common structure that we see or in ourselves sometimes. I mean, you know, they're just times in our life when we may feel less safe and empowered to have healthy relationships or stretch ourselves. All right, so what would be different then? So let's say now you changed it and you worked on the belief level, and you start really believing that you're safe in the world, and the world is safe, and the universe is benevolent, and you know, you may even have started at the identity level, where you were like, I am a cosmic being, or I am a child of God, or whatever it is. You're like, I know this to be true. Now your beliefs are different. The world is safe. The universe works with me. I'm a co-creator with the universe. I am supported, right? Now you see, those are different beliefs. So if you push those down into what you're capable of, well, when you believe those things, you're capable of walking into a room and feeling it out and being calm and taking in information and deciding, choosing. So now you're capable of choice, perhaps, and managing your emotions. And when you are capable of those things, now if we go down to another level, you can act and behave calmly. You can act and behave presently. And you can be actually even more present, and you can have better choices, right? You can decide to talk to someone or not. Maybe you don't like someone's energy, so you're like, hey, I don't need to connect with that person, but hey, I have the choice now to go connect with those other people over there. So you see how this all works. So these are completely different people I am talking about, right? I mean, when you change neurology this way, these are two different people. One scared, angry, resentful, expecting the worst. One who is calm, knows they're a co-creator, and they can manage their emotions, and they can behave calmly in any situation. Those are two different people. Guess what? Those are two different dimensions of reality. And so if you were in the first person and you had relationships from that first person's neurology and energy, it would be nice that the people that were treating you badly in those relationships don't follow you over to your new neurology, right? You may not have the bandwidth for them, and hopefully you don't. And so now you can create new relationships. So that's actually how all of this works when you make significant change. So we're going to take another break, let you absorb that. And when we come back, we'll wrap it all up. I'll give you some more tips on how to lean in to this new way of being. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I was just talking to my producer, Carter, and, I was talking kind of about change here. And one of the areas of my life that I don't like changing is software. I like it when it works and I know which button to press. And so I might need to work on that one and maybe have some new neurology about that. Anywho, I just thought it was kind of funny because I was like, huh. That's change. I don't like that kind of change. So we were talking before the break about making significant changes and how when we make changes that run through all of us, all layers of us, that it can really reposition us in our life. And I like to think of it quite honestly as we've just moved into another dimension. Again, I'm very energetic in the way that I understand the world. It's a frame that I like. It doesn't have to be your frame, but I really like it because if I can remember that it's about energy and it's about shifting our perspective, our position, if you will, then it's not as personal. It really isn't. And so we were talking about how, you know, relationships, why they shift and how they shift when we make significant changes. And so if you are making a significant change, I would just say that whoever you're working with, just make sure that there's the ecology that you guys are tracking about what this really means. I'm pretty much a real stickler with my clients. In fact, I guess I believe in slowing people down instead of making very fast changes, because the tools that I have available to me and the layers of my own experience with it, it has really taught me that sometimes the slower, more consistent path is better. And so while I do have some pretty fast change tools, it doesn't mean that faster is better. So a lot of times I will very much affront, make sure that the client is capable of handling a really quick shift. And some of them are, by the way. I have some rock stars when it comes to change work. They are just ready. They're like, just tell me what to do. Yep, I'm okay losing that. I'm all right. I'll be okay letting go with that. Yes, we'll have to work on some grief about, you know, this or whatever. But so anyway, just make sure, because if you're really wanting it to last, if you want to make change that lasts, you'll want to make sure that you are as kind and loving to yourself as well. So we talked about making sure that you understand that sometimes it's not personal, it's vibrational, and that you take advantage of the time that you have. I know for me, I've made a very significant change in my life over the last year, and it's given me a lot of time, a lot of space to dive into some No, let's see. I think, I did a show actually with John Underwood about this, where we were talking about the dark nights of the soul, the dark nights, right? And it is, I mean, when you allow yourself room to really go in, you get to do some nice deep cleaning. It's like a nice spring cleaning for your psyche. So if you have an opportunity to do that because your life is getting less stressful or there's less of you spread out there, you know, in so many different directions, take advantage of that and love yourself. It's the best advice I can give you today. And, you know, as we make these significant changes and they go through our neurology, then we tend to speak and act, feel and approach our opportunities, our experiences differently. And that actually, I got to tell you, so it sounds awesome, right? You're like, yes, making some change. I'm going to act differently. I'm going to be different. I'm even going to dress differently. But I have to say, it's also, you're learning a new way of being. And maybe different people have attention towards you now that you're not used to. This happens a lot when we move, I think, through different money levels, right, of accomplishment. And that can be really interesting too with the family structure, because I know for me, when I kind of made some leaps in my understanding of finances that were different than what I grew up with, that there was this static between me and some of my family, because they were like, "What, you think you're better than us?" And it's like, no, not at all. I'm just experiencing something different. And so our experiences, see, we're in different dimensions, right? Just that's a really cool example of how that happens. For me, moving to another location in the world has also put me in a different dimension. And, you know, I had to kind of become the person who could move. And that was interesting. So I spent a year becoming the person, because I've never moved in the way that we did it this last year. Never done that. Never like let go of all of my life, you know, material life. I didn't want to let go of people necessarily, but yeah, that's a big change. And so we have to become the person who can do that, because it takes a whole different mindset to do that. So when we literally start falling out of resonance, it can feel disorienting, and as it should. So while there's an upside to it, right, you're like, yay, I get to like be a new person, because you are, you are also learning how to be that new person. And so let's go back to Barbara for a moment. You know, at the end of her life, that's exactly what she was doing. She was becoming a new person. And it was cool. I think I've told you all this before. I remember just from one week to another, when she really integrated a lot of the changes that she wanted to make, man, I walked in her room and I felt like I was looking at a warrior princess. She had such a different resonance, and I was so happy for her. And that's actually how she carried herself through the rest of the time that she was with us. So just remember that. I mean, you really can start taking on a different resonance. And while that elevator might empty out, trust me, it will fill back in, because, well, I believe that nature doesn't like voids, right? So you'll magnetize new stuff. And that's what's really cool when we do this work. So I hope that helps you all today. I'm really kind of excited to continue this conversation in a different way. We're going to do that with Peter and Beth Bostwick. They're going to be here next week. And we're going to talk about that, how our thoughts and the way that we believe changes our life. And so if you'd like more information about them, you can go to youcanchoose.info. And check them out, actually. They're going to be talking to us about how we can choose. I love that, because you and I, we've been talking about choices and becoming. And their story is one of a big shift. So I think you're really going to enjoy that. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Oh, yeah, if you're interested in anything we've talked about, you can go to JaniceUnderwood.com and look at the previous shows. We've been doing a lot of shows about this theme in different ways and the different, the different phases of change. Also, we are going to be revamping a lot of things. So, yeah, talk about Journey of Becoming. Because last year when I started this project, I was a completely different person. So I am no longer that person. It's been interesting to see how this leg of the journey is unfolding. So I'll keep you posted. And if you haven't listened to the Accomplishing More series, I think that's a really cool series. We're going to continue to have the handouts at Real Life, Real Changes. But as we're making some changes, we might end up moving those. But for now, you can go in and get not only the replay, but the handouts that we gave. And it'll actually go through some of the stuff we talked about today, too, as far as making change. So you can go to reallifereallchanges.com/energyleaks. All right. Well, you all have a great week. Be well. Know you're supported and loved in this world, and you are a co-creator. So, you know, think about it. Think about it this week. What experiences are you having, and what choices can you make with those experiences? And what do you want to experience for your soul's growth? All right. We'll see you next Monday. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.